Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, February 29th, 2024. We got an extra day on the year, and that means an extra day of basketball at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield High. That's where we'll be broadcasting games all day. But with that, it also means an extra day to talk with our friends at the Times Independent. Joining us now is Times Independent reporter Sophia Fisher. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning. Happy Leap Day.
Yes, happy Leap Day indeed. Well, is that the publishing date on the Times Independent? I haven't looked this morning. Is it the 29th?
Yep, February 29th.
Wow, there you go. Well, tell us about what's in this extra day edition of the Times Independent.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of sports, and I know the story is a little old at this point, but just a quick shout out to the swim teams at Grand County High who crushed their state meet a few weeks ago. The men's team took first in their division. The women's team took second. There were several school records set as well, and over two dozen personal records. And Wendy Young, the coach, also won Coach of the Year, multiple Coach of the Year awards. So congratulations to all those incredible athletes.
Well, very good. Congratulations indeed to Grand County High School. And that sounds like a great weekend. Tell us what else is going on in this latest edition of the Times Independent.
Yeah, in local government news, Grand County has submitted another application, a grant application for federal funding to pave six more miles of sand flats road. So if they're awarded that funding, which we should find out about later this year, they would pave from the current terminus of the pavement, which is about a mile past the entrance station, all the way up to the Porcupine Rim West Trailhead.
Very interesting. That's a heavily traveled road, and it seems like that would be useful. But it sounds like maybe I don't know what the right word is, but maybe hesitancy if that'll happen, or I can't think of the word, Sophia. Sorry, we're in a loud gymnasium. I'm having a tough time. But
no worries at all.
But yeah, tell us what else is going on in the Times Independent.
Absolutely. My editor, Doug McMurdo, profiled a couple of businesses who have had to curtail their operations after service to and from Canyonlands Regional Airport changed. As folks may know, earlier this month, we started having connections to Phoenix, Arizona, and lost our connections to Denver and our commercial connection to Salt Lake City. We still have kind of small planes going back and forth to Salt Lake. He spoke with Jason Taylor of Canyonlands Jeep and Car Rentals, as well as Tom McKay of the shuttle company Moab Express, both of whom said they're going to have to curtail their fleets quite a bit, given that they're going to probably see fewer folks coming to and from the airport.
That's very interesting. And know that, yeah, Red Tail Air offers flights to Salt Lake. But again, it's a different reality at the Moab Airport. Again, you've got a full edition of the Times Independent. You've got opinion pieces, recreation news. Anything else you'd like to highlight before we let you run this morning, Sophia?
Yeah, lots in this week's edition. I think for a local event coming up, the Moab facelift is coming back in April under a new name. It's going to be called the Spring Spruce Up. It's the same great opportunity to volunteer to maintain and build Grand County's non-motorized trails. So you can learn more about that on the front page of our recreation section.
Well, very good. Always a great reason to pick up the Times Independent. Lots of news to check out. We've been speaking with Sophia Fisher, reporter with the Times Independent. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Sophia.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, very good. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to The Morning Show on 92.7.
Do you enjoy working with children? Care About Childcare is looking for people who are interested in starting their own childcare business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family childcare providers. A $10,000 grant is available for childcare centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
Come Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision-making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Well, good morning. We welcome you back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined by Bill Boyle. We're not in the Monticello studio, though. We're at the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield as we're broadcasting 1A state basketball games all day today.
Yeah, we're in the cavernous, mostly empty except for a
Penguich High School
Rich
band.
High School.
Is that Rich? I don't understand why they're here because they are not playing at 10 a.m., but they are getting their licks in.
Yes, they are. And they got their licks in last night, too. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, very good.
So we got a band, a high school rock band warming up.
Yeah. We're warming up, too. Again, 10 a.m., so right after the morning show, we're going to have the White Horse Lady Raiders in the quarterfinals. They're the 7th seed taking on 2-seed Penguich, so that should be a good matchup coming up at 10 a.m. We'll be broadcasting that here on 92.7. We have a bunch of games. We'll be broadcasting the White Horse Boys next, Monticello or Monument Valley Girls after that, and then Monticello Boys, Monticello Girls to close out the evening. So you can check out the full schedule. We posted it on our Facebook page, the San Juan Record. Let's take a look at some local news in the Red Rock listening area. Members of the San Juan County Commission moved closer to operating its own Children's Justice Center at their February 20th meeting. The contract approved by the San Juan County Commission with the state will cover the cost of the director for the Children's Justice Center. Contract set to run through the end of the fiscal year, ending in June, with plans to help in the upcoming year as well. In July 2023, the commission first discussed steps of working towards the county moving to operate its own Children's Justice Center separate from Grand County. Utah Children's Justice Center program is administrated in the state by the Attorney General's office with locations throughout the state. The CJC offices offer a space for trained individuals to respond to allegations of child abuse, conduct interviews as well of potential victims of crimes or witnesses of crimes, and distribute that information to different entities, including CPS, law enforcement, prosecutors, and victim advocates. At the February 20th meeting of the commission, they approved the contract with San Juan County Administrator Mac McDonald, sharing that the state and Grand County will be working to assist the county as the transition is underway and as the new director, Robert Lyman, receives training and certification. McDonald shared the county is also planning to work on the building and blending that has been used part-time under the agreement with Grand County. Commissioners voiced support of that and are excited to see that change take place.
Yeah, so it's been in conjunction with Grand County in the past, and now it'll be a standalone San Juan County entity. Those children justice centers are incredibly successful. Tracy Tabbitt, Monticello native, who's been involved in state government for years, is the executive director of those centers across the state. Anyway, that's a great resource for children.
Yeah, it is indeed. And so the San Juan County will get in their own children's justice center, separate from the one they've been, the Grand County's been operating, providing those services for both counties. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, we have some missing persons alert out of the Shiprock District of the Navajo Nation. They're asking for help in locating Samara Nez, 18-year-old young woman listed at 5'2". She was going to walk to her grandmother's house north of LDS Church in Shiprock, New Mexico, and has not been seen since. The date of her last contact was Monday, August 7th, and she was carrying a black bag. She may be in Ogden. Been entered into the National Crime Information Center. If you know anything about where Samara Nez is, ask you to contact the Shiprock Police Department, 505-368-1350. Another missing person alert, this out of Toyoak, 13-year-old Autumn Root, listed at 4'11", was last seen on February 12th around 5:45 p.m. at the U Mountain Community Center in Toyoak. She was wearing light blue jeans, a black shirt, black jacket, and with cookies on the back, and white and black Converse shoes. If you have any information, contact local law enforcement or contact the BIA Ute Mountain Ute Police Department at 970-565-3706. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. One other bit of news. Today we've got some warm weathers in the Red Rock area, but that's ahead of some windy storms. Wind gusts expected tomorrow of 20 to 30 miles per hour and gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour on Saturday as a winter storm moving in Saturday night, bringing colder temps to the upper regions. So it's nice now, but weekend's looking windy and maybe a little stormy.
And we're getting closer and closer to that spring season where winds are the norm rather than the exception.
Yeah. Well, good. Once again, it is the morning show. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there'll be funeral services for Matthew Dwayne Benson tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Salem, South Dakota. Matthew passed away last week, just 18 months old, the son of Colton and Alita Benson, originally from Monticello. Graveside services for Lorraine Kathleen Van Dorn, age 77 of Cortez, will be held on Thursday, February 29th. That's this morning at 11 a.m. at the Cortez Cemetery. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Urtel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. We'll take a quick break and be back here on Red Rock 92.7.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Spring's right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, has all your seed starter needs covered. Garden and flower seeds are here. The January white sale has been extended through February. Our new shipment of Tannerite will help you celebrate spring with a bang. Plus, Walker Drug offers home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, right next to Walker's True Value.
Get ready for an unforgettable experience at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel, the ultimate destination for nonstop entertainment in the Four Corners. From thrilling gaming action to mouth-watering dining, comfortable lodging, sports betting, and pulse-pounding bingo, Ute Mountain Casino is your go-to spot for live entertainment and now live poker at Ute Mountain Casino and Hotel.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Thursday, February 29th, 2024, Leap Day here in Richfield, Utah.
Yeah, it's quite a day, too. Didn't get a chance to load it up this morning.
The technical issues that we faced, but number one song in the land 58 years ago today, The Ballad of the Green Beret by Sergeant Barry Sadler. That was an awesome song. It came out, I think it was tied to the John Wayne movie about the Green Berets. The Green Berets, of course, an elite special force in the U.S. Army. It was one of the few popular songs in the Vietnam War era to cast the military in a positive light. In 1966, it was a major hit, reaching number one for 5 weeks. Anyways, I'm sad we weren't able to play that. I love that song. On this day in 2004, The Return of the King, the final installment of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, received 11 Academy Awards. 11 Academy Awards, that's crazy. And in 1940, Hattie McDaniel won an Academy Award for her performance in Gone with the Wind. She was the first African-American woman to win an Academy Award. Her big line, "I don't know nothing about birthing babies." It's an all-time great line in a movie. Today is National Digital Learning Day and National Toast Day. The electric toaster was invented in 1893. Pre-sliced bread didn't come around until 1912. Of course, the big day today is Leap Day. Leap Day is needed every 4 years because there's actually, in fact, I got this exact number here. The Earth takes exactly 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 45 seconds to circle the Earth, or to circle the Sun. So every 4 years, to adjust for that extra 6 hours, basically, we add a leap day. Occasional February 29th ensures that we don't lose 6 hours every year. So it's kind of cool. It was introduced by Julius Caesar, of all people, back in 46 B.C. So B.C., they figured out that we need to do a leap day, and they've had one ever since. Leap babies, the name for a leap baby is a leaper or a leapling. So just so you know, you get a special name if you're born on this day. The day on which women were allowed to propose to men in the past. So I think that's obsolete now. Some cultures consider February 29th to be an unlucky day. Hopefully the Buckaroo, Cougar, and Raider culture consider the day to be a lucky day because we're at the state basketball tournament and they hope to win. Not really a legal day. Here's the deal. I don't want to cause insurrection in the ranks, but if you are on an annual salary, today is kind of a free day for your employer. You're not paid an additional 1/365th of your salary from going to work today. So just keep that in mind, but get your work done. There are two places that claim that they are the leap year capital of the world, one Anthony, New Mexico, and the other Anthony, Texas. So not only do they share a name, but they also share a pretty obscure title of being the leap year capital of the world. So a lot going on leap day. Now, some birthdays today. Of course, we only get to fully celebrate leap day birthdays once every 4 years, so we want to get it right. Today, motivational speaker Tony Robbins is 64 years old. I would call him 64, even though he's only had, 16 birthdays. Rapper Ja Rule was born on leap day, 1976. He's 48. Musician Jimmy Dorsey was born on February 29th, 1904. He was a popular band leader in the 1940s. Pope Paul III was born on leap day in 1468. He commissioned Michelangelo to paint the Sistine Chapel. In fact, they're known officially as the Pauline Chapel after the Pope. And journalist Emmeline Wells was born on this day in 1828. She was a great writer. She lived to be in her 90s. She was one of the first women to vote when the Utah Territory granted suffrage to women in 1870. She didn't talk about women getting the vote. She knew that sometimes people didn't listen to women's perspectives, so she found quite a few ways to make her voice heard. She was the General Relief Society president of the LDS Church for many years. So I hope that our Leap Day people have a wonderful birthday. Local Leap Days, we dug deep to try to find some of these. We got a few. Gabby Nielsen, Angie Advani Odell, and John Smith all are celebrating once every four-year Leap Day birthday today. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call. We'd love to give them on the morning show, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Well, very good. Thanks for that, Bill, and happy birthday to those Leap Day birthdays. I want to read them just again because, I mean, again, we're not doing this again for another 4 years.
Yeah,
so
in fact, we probably ought to read them three more times.
Yeah, so Gabby Nielsen, Angie Advani Odell, and John Smith, happy birthday to you folks. Hope you have a great birthday.
Okay, once again, that's Gabby Nielsen, Angie Odell, and John Smith.
Okay, so I think that's three times. So are we covered?
Well, we got
time.
Yeah. You know, and here's the deal. Everyone feels so bad about the leap year birthdays, but they get celebrated every year anyway. So they get maybe a double dose this year instead of only 25% dose.
That's right. Well, very good. Well, happy birthday to those folks out there. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7. We'll send you next to the on-air jumper and be back with the sports reports here on Red Rock 92.
The Element, Moab's four-star hotel, is currently looking to hire. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant and housekeeping. Please come into The Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find out about a great job at The Element. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour, including worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited share housing is available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Homestead Steakhouse in Blanding is looking to fill several positions, including a regular cook and a prep cook for the evenings. They're also looking for a chef with knowledge of Chinese cuisine. Experience is helpful, but they're willing to train. Pick up an application at the Homestead Steakhouse at 121 East Center in Blanding. Call Katie at 435-220-9134 for an appointment. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Canyonlands Care Center, Moab's senior care facility, is searching for certified nursing assistants at $20 an hour, along with RNs and LPNs. These are full-time positions with benefits. Come join an amazing and caring team. Please contact Canyonlands Care Center at 435-719-4400 or stop by at 390 Williams Way behind the hospital. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions, including registered nurses in many departments. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a marketing assistant, and a patient care tech full-time and part-time at night. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Comfort Suites in Moab is ramping up for the season and is currently seeking housekeepers and a qualified and dedicated front desk agent. The applicant should be reliable and helpful with the knowledge of the Moab area. Competitive wages and benefits are based on experience. Comfort Suites is located at 400 North Main in Moab. Stop by for an application today. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. San Juan Clinic Monticello seeks a clinic manager, and Spanish Valley Clinic seeks an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade@sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonlands Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including an environmental health director, a full-time economic development specialist, a sheriff's deputy in the North District, a part-time senior center aide in Blanding, and a 32-hour-a-week victims advocate position that includes benefits. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Ferrant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Keep your email and internet hack-proof with these suggestions from Emory Telcom. Don't click on links or attachments from unknown senders. Avoid sharing personal info and login details. And watch for fake domain names and senders. Right now, new Emory Telcom customers get their first 2 months of internet free. Give them a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelcom.com. Emory Telcom, your local advantage.
Running now at the Moab Museum, a story of resilience amidst injustice unfolds in a Moab prison camp, Japanese-American incarceration in Grand County. The former CCC camp at Dalton Wells, 14 miles north of town, transformed for 106 days in 1943. Dive into this history in our own backyard and its lasting legacy by visiting moabmuseum.org. Stop by 118 East Center Street in Moab from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday.
Come check out the big bargains this month at Walker's True Value Hardware and Lumber Yard in Moab. Four packs of GEHD LED bulbs are $13.99. Duracell AA and AAA 8-packs just $8.99. Rubbermaid 32-gallon wheel trash cans $19.99. Plus, stock up on winter staples like ice melt, heaters, insulation tape, and fire pits. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
It's the 24th Annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. Consignments will be accepted March 14th through April 3rd from 8 to 6 daily and April 4th from 8 to 5. The deadline to list items on the advertising flyer is March 3rd. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-216-9922. That's 1-800-216-9922. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-216-9922. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Thursday, February 29th, 9:40 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Morning Show. With the Morning Show, the sports report being, we're at the 1A state basketball tournament here in Utah.
It is 1A basketball from sunrise to sunset and far beyond sunset, too. We have five games we're going to broadcast today, and look forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, just a quick glance at the schedule for you. Coming up at 10 a.m., so just a few minutes, the Whitehorse girls taking on Panguitch in the 7-2 matchup. Should be a lot of fun. Then at 1 o'clock, Whitehorse boys in the Consolation Tournament. 4 o'clock, the number one seed Monument Valley girls will be playing back again in the Sevier Valley Center. 5:30, the Monticello girls, and then 8:30, the Monticello boys. So a busy, busy schedule coming up. Again, glad you've joined us here on Red Rock 92. 2. We'll go ahead and let's give you the regional sports report, looking at NBA scores from our regional teams over the past few days. Yesterday, the Denver Nuggets defeating Sacramento Kings 117-96. Tonight, the Jazz are in Orlando taking on the Magic. Phoenix hosting Houston at 7. Denver hosting Miami at 8. That'll do it for the sports report and with it this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.